Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, I ask the Holy Spirit to come forward, to open our hearts and minds to be receptive to your word, Heavenly Father, so that we can learn the truth, the depth, Father, of your word. Because, Father, as we study, the Holy Spirit gives us the revelation of the true meaning that you have had it recorded for, so that we can grow thereby, Father, and walk in righteousness, upright, strong, as your child, and that we're able to reach out to help others, to bring in fruit, Father, unto the harvest. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Last evening, we had went through 11 and the first 11 verses of chapter 12. So we're going to pick up this morning here in chapter 12 where we left off. And see what God has for us. All right. We finished with 11. 11 states, now no chastening, for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. So we know that we really don't like being corrected by the Lord God at times in different ways that He allows us to be corrected. You see, God put sickness and all on no one. But sometimes, depending on our situation, he may allow Satan to give us something and allow us to go through that for a while. And we never know how long or anything it'll last. But there's one thing that we do know, all of us that's been down that road knows for surety. Each thing we go through, we come out stronger and with more and better knowledge than we had when we went into it or it started. Now, we're going to pick up here with verse 12. He says, wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. 13, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. But you know, in those two verses, letting you and I know that in the day and time this was written, they had some of the runners of the verses that day that have grown so weary that they had become stooped and needed spiritual strength to be straightened up again, and that they must be given help. Yet they themselves also must straighten their paths by avoiding obstacles that would spiritually trip them up. And you see, if we don't stay in the Word of God, and we don't have a decent prayer life, things Satan will throw at us will cause us to stumble. Now, it may not cause us to fall, but it can cause us to stumble. And it's not joyous either. So, we're being told here things to do. Just like in 14, verse 14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. He's telling us just two things there that we need. And even if we have other things, we don't have them, he said, we're not going to see the Lord. 15, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Well, you know, we all know bitterness is something that will continue to grow. And a lot of times we try to hide it. But then when it is discovered, then it comes forward. You know, it has roots that is really obnoxious. It will always spring up to really to be something much bigger and more destructive than it was when we first started trying to have it. When we have a grudge or bitterness, we need to take care of it right then. Not hide it, not store it away, but bring it out, get rid of it, so it doesn't bother us and our lives ever again. Not that situation. 16. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that afterwards, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. And most of us that have read and studied the Bible, we know that story. Now he actually was willing to sell everything for just a little bowl of food at that time, because he was only thinking about himself. Now, we know that afterwards, and you know, another thing too, Esau was looked on as being a profane person, but he was not a vile man. In fact, he was less of a crook, really, than his brother Jacob was. You know, now, the author of Hebrews, when he was writing these, he accurately focused on the one area that revealed Esau as profane, which was the selling of his birthright. And he was regarding that as making Esau a profane being. We do know that Esau even went back to his father trying to get his birthright back, because you see, the thing about that is that the eldest son always inherited the most, and the responsibility of the family, and that was all been set up by the Abrahamic covenant and all. Now he wanted his blessing back, but he couldn't get it. He was rejected, even though he went and repented, even in tears. But that situation was irrevocable. Think about this. Let's not get ourselves in situations that's going to be hard to get out of. That's the first thing. And when situations comes along, if we will go to the Lord about that situation first and see what he has to say about it, we will not do these things. will not be in a lot of troubles. Everything you and I need to go through this life, enter into eternal life, and make heaven our home, has all been given to us. It's in God's word, but it is our choice to whether we will accept it and bring it into our lives. You see, just knowing it doesn't do any good. You've got to bring it into your life and bring it to life so others around you can see it, and then they begin to want what you have. See what I'm saying? Being open always, honest in all things, no lies, a lie gets you into trouble, because we're told in the scripture that no liar is going to make it into heaven. Oh, well, that's just a little white lie, and that was done to keep from hurting someone. It doesn't matter. For one, we don't know whether that little white lie actually was better for them than the truth would have been. But we are told to always be truthful with each other and with everyone else around us. That no liar is going to make heaven their home. So let's don't do it. Now, verse 18, for ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, letting them know that. That fifth and final warning passage of Hebrews 2:1-4. In each of these passages, there was a particular area of danger is revealed. And you see, these warnings always begin by exhibiting Israel's failure and disobedience while they were on that journey through the wilderness to the promised land. Now, you and I today, we're on a journey, all right. And you can call a lot of this land of ours anymore a wilderness. And some of it even worse than that because of the way things are today. And the evil that has been brought upon our own people. As we found out there, in 19, and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. 20. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart, as they called it. But anyway, it was to be killed. 21. They couldn't even let their animals touch that mountain. 21. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable company of angels. Think about those things. You see, we don't know what all God has in store for us, but we are to follow Him always. Follow Him always. Because we're never by ourselves. They are there with us always. If you are a child of God, then the Father, the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are all in you. We're told that several times. Now, 23, to the General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn, talking about Jesus, which was written in heaven, and to God, the Judge of all, and to the Spirit of just men made perfect. Oh, no, they ain't nobody perfect now. No, not one. Ain't nobody perfect. Only Christ is perfect. But you see, now this is just one place. We've already, in our study, coming this far through the New Testament, we've done seen several times where He said that He had made man perfect. But we're talking about a spiritual perfection. We're talking about that man that is not going to commit sin, not willingly and knowingly. Because if he does, then there is no repentance of it. Now, 24. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. 25. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Now, you see, he's talking about the General Assembly there, the church. And he's letting us know that the assembly there had even angels. there at the church that follows. You and I know because we are told we have guardian angels. We don't see them. But they see us. Or they wouldn't be around to guard us and keep us a lot of times out of trouble. And I know in my lifetime, there had to be something keeping me out of danger. Because I had been put into danger several times where I could have lost my life. But yet, happened that kept that from taking place. Now, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. He's going to shake both one day. 27. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as the things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. A lot of warnings there. 28. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. You see, we are to love the Lord God. He is to be first in our life. But besides loving him, we are also to fear him. Because we know that if we do not become a member of his family, what will happen to us? Because he will keep his word. And what he warns us to be done to us will happen, just as he says. So, we have a love, we do love him, because he's good. He takes care of us. And he will really take care of you. But you have to choose to walk with him. To be his. Think about that. We're going to go on through now. Mainly just be reading. So we'll see what God has here. We're going to be finishing up with the book of Hebrews here, chapter 13. And this is the last of Hebrews. Now, in verse 1, he says, let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to enter strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. 3. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable and in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. Uh-oh. And there's a lot of that going around today. But there's even more fornicators today than adulterers. But you know statistics right now is giving that 60% of all marriages end in divorce. And that over half of them remarry shortly afterwards. That is adultery. Fornicators are when two that are not married come together and live together as man and wife without being married. That's fornicators. Neither one. As long as they live that kind of life, will make heaven their home. Now, can they straighten things up and still be able to be forgiven and make heaven their home? Yes. But they've got quit that kind of life. Well, that means they just have to get divorced again. You know, there's a lot of ways of doing a lot of things. And I'm not going to get into that right now. We may get into that later on in another book. But right now, just want you to know that both of those are wrong, that will keep you out of heaven and put you into hell. Now, five, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. You see, and mankind today is looking at that just backwards. Seven, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of your conversation. 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and today, and forever. 9. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines. You see, we're only to go by one doctrine. We don't need all these different doctrines. We have one. And that's this doctrine. And we're told that. And we're told if we come preaching any other doctrine than this, this apostle's doctrine, that we're cursed. Now, Jesus Christ is same yesterday and today and forever. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. But you see, those animals and things couldn't do what he done. They couldn't take away the sin. If they could have, then Jesus wouldn't have had to come and die for us. Now, 13, let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For we have, for here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. We are to thank him for everything. Now, we know he only gives us good things. He'll take bad things and turn them into being and bringing good from those bad things. Now, to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. We are to pray. We are to spend time in prayer and to communicate with him. 17. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. You see, they're letting us know actually even what our pastors are supposed to be. Those that has rule over us. Your pastor is the overseer of the church. He has rules that are given to him to follow. Now, 18. His benediction lasts a little while here. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. But I beseech you the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect. This is a prayer. And listen to it. And he's praying for these people. 21. Make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And I beseech you, brethren, suffer the word of exhortation. For I have written a letter unto you in two words. Know ye that our brother Timothy is set at liberty, with whom, if he come shortly, I will see you. Salute all them that have the rule over you and all the saints. They of Italy salute you. Grace be with you all. Amen. And we have come to the end now of Hebrews. And God willing, this evening, I hope to be in the book of James, that also has a lot of things for us. A lot of things that is needed by us all. You know, it has a lot of depth in it. About hearing and doing the word, faith and humility. Impartiality to all. Got a lot of things that we need in our lives to be that child of the living God. So I pray that we can all be together again this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for that word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. Father, I'm asking that on my trip that I have got to make this day, that you keep me safe, Father. Keep me in health and keep me safe. Because our highways are dangerous anymore. Now, Father, be with all of us in this ministry. Use us, Father, in great ways in reaching out to those that are walking in darkness. Let us work with the Holy Spirit to bring them to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, Israel and Jerusalem we pray for. Pray for peace for them. But even more than that, we pray for them all to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. And that one day Israel will be known place and land for the Lord Jesus Christ. In this land of ours, Father, it had been so blessed by you, and yet it turned its back upon your Son, upon the church, upon your children. It has brought so much evil to the people. Help us, Father, to remove those that are of evil and to replace them, Father, with ones that are walking in righteousness to serve you and to serve this land. And help us to bring it to repentance so it can be healed. And our government put back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, for those that are sick out there, we pray for. We pray, Father, for them to accept your promise. And we are told in your word that by his stripes, those stripes that had been laid upon the Lord Jesus Christ, by his stripes we are healed. There's no might, no maybe. We are healed. Give us strength of faith to claim that healing, stand believing, and we'll see it come about. We are told in your word, Father, to speak to the mountain. That we could speak to that mountain and it be removed. Well, Father, may they speak to that mountain of sickness in Jesus' name. Be ye healed. Father, we know that you keep your word. So we know that it is done. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everyone. Have a good day. As I've told you all before, I have a trip to make. And just pray that God will keep me safe, bring me back and get me back here in time for services at 6 p.m. I think everything will be fine. My meeting is set for 2 o'clock. It's about an hour and a half trip. Well, I'll be back here in time. Pray for me. All right. Have a good day, everyone. God be with you. Bye-bye now.